Welcome to the Fangirls Podcast, a place for fun, fandoms, friendship, and most importantly, fangirling. I'm Julie, and buckle up, fans, because today we're getting in touch with our emotions. That's right, we're chatting all about Inside Out 2. And when I say we, I mean me and our lovely correspondent, Miss China. Welcome back, friend.
Hey, what's going on, friend?
I absolutely love this movie. I say that as a very biased former cast member. How about you?
Oh, I felt very seen and very heard and very hugged by Pixar.
It was super cute. I thought every emotion was captured perfectly. The new emotions, the old emotions. I'm going to sound again slightly biased here, but I do think the first Inside Out was better and it just set a tone with all the puns that they threw out, like a train of thought. And when Bing Bong disappeared, oh, that cut me so deep. I was wrecked after Bing Bong.
I mean, absolutely. And that's the greatness about Pixar is the way they think about things. Like they build worlds in such detail where it's like, oh, I see what you're doing there. That's so clever. Here's the thing about Pixar is it's not just one or two characters you love. Pixar movies are built on ensembles and
Yeah.
you fall in love with every character because every character is so different and defined and every character has a purpose. Like there's no mid characters in Pixar. There really
Right.
isn't. Everyone, even the small roles, push the story so hard.
Well, I've got some casting for you if you're ready for it.
Go drop all the emotions.
All right. Returning as Joy, we have Amy Poehler. As Disgust, we have Liza Lapira. As Fear, we have Tony Hale. As Anger, we have Lewis Black. As Sadness, we have Phyllis Smith. As Anxiety, we have Maya Hawke. As Envy, we have Ayo Edebiyi. As Embarrassment, we have Paul Walter Hauser. As Nostalgia, we have June Squibb. And as Riley, we have Kensington Tallman. Well, I'm ready for some tea. Are you ready for some tea?
To tell me all the tea.
All right. So this is the part of the show where we spill the tea. This means spoilers. So if you have not watched Inside Out 2, we're about to spoil it for you. Serious question time as we get in touch with our emotions. If you could be any new emotion that wasn't already present in Inside Out 2, what emotion would it be and why? And what emotions make up your inner console?
If I had to pick a new emotion, right? And I think this goes along with us, but it would have to be like a nerd fangirl emotion. Like,
Oh,
wouldn't that
that's
be
a
so cute?
good one.
Right? Wouldn't that be cute? Like a little fangirl. Like she always has a different like merch tee on. You know what I mean? Like some kind of band merch or like some kind of TV show, but then like a tote bag of whatever book fandom we're reading. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Her laptop comes up and has all the stickers. Like she has like a hydro flask. She'd be cute. She'd be super cute.
Oh, I love the theming. Okay.
Yeah, that would be mine. I'd be super into that.
Okay, so what emotions are on your inner console?
My nerd girl, one,
Okay.
I'm gonna just claim that she's real. Anxiety, because let's be real, I felt so seen during this movie. No one has told me I've had anxiety, but the way I identified and saw myself in that character, I feel like I might need to go talk to my therapist just a little bit. Gotta have like the joy and sadness two-parter. Envy can be there, but also ennui is me. Like catch me on an off day. Like catch me on a day where I am off of work. I am ennui to the max. Also, when they first announced ennui as one of the new emotions, you know where my thought went? And this is like such a deep dive. If you're a fan of Gilmore Girls, it's like season one. Ennui becomes like a whole episode about Michelle, the French concierge, is like, I feel ennui. And then Melissa McCarthy's character is like, I feel ennui. She's like, you talked to Michelle, huh? Like, and it becomes this whole character. And I was just like, the whole movie, I was like, where do I know? Like, it's so good. And it's such a deep dive. And I'm like, great. I love that. It's such a nerd moment for me to like pull that out deep dive wise. That would be my console. It would be a lot of that. What about you?
Okay, so my new emotion is inner honesty.
Ooh, damn. Okay. Self-aware. Love it.
Right. So self-awareness. So, and I just imagine her as someone that wears a t-shirt that says TBH. To
Fair.
be honest, we're not really crazy about broccoli, but we eat it to shut everybody up, you know?
Fair.
Or
Fair.
to increase the peace. Or to be honest, I really love this fandom, but I can't stand the actor in it, or whatever the case may be. To be honest, you know the truth and you just aren't, you know, accepting it.
Yeah. Like,
and
I'm
maybe
lying
that's
to myself and I'm okay with it.
Right. And
yeah,
maybe that's the next Inside Out movie. I don't know. But in terms of my inner console emotions,
okay,
I fully expect Petty to show up.
Man. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Hangry has never left.
Fair.
I can't tell you how many times in the past month and a half that I'm like, you know what? It might be an ice cream for dinner night.
Girl dinner.
Right. Next to Hangry, we have Shallow.
No.
Early
That's
20s,
fair.
Julie. She's just been kind of retired for the time being, but every once in a while she makes a cameo.
Brutally honest, 100%.
But then we've got Patience and OCD.
Oh, yeah. That's one.
So, all in all, this is what makes my inner console thrive at the end of the day.
Fair. You're like, all of the colors, all the emotions,
right?
They're all deeper colors, though. They're not like necessarily
right.
bright. A lot of like maroons, you know, navy blue.
Right. All right. What emotion did you think was missing?
Okay. You kind of said it in your console because I was like, she's a teenager. Petty has to be there. Because that like teenage rebellion where you're just so petty against everything, even that, like even there should have been like a rebellious emotion,
right?
Like a little punk rock emotion would be so freaking cute.
Right.
Oh my God. Could you imagine the goth merch they could put out? It could have been so cute. Like everyone goes through their emo goth girl phase. It could have been like a little emo scene girl haircut with like a My
Bangs.
Chemical, yeah, the bangs,
Just the
all
hair
the like,
toss.
very emotional bangs cut with like the My Chemical Romance shirt on with like the giant headphones. Like no one talked to me. She's a teenager. Angst should have been there. Rebellion should have been there. Petty should have been there. But I guess like maybe that would have been too dark for a Disney Pixar movie. But you know, she's
Inside
a
Out
teenager.
3, man, coming in hot.
Inside Out 3, maybe like a late teen, because she just became a teenager. So maybe
Right.
like 16. She's like discovering Battle of the Bands. You
Right.
know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I thought Zen was missing.
Oh, interesting.
To balance anxiety out.
Oh, I like that, actually.
Riley
I like
starts
that.
journaling, you
Yeah.
know, and writing down her emotions and her feelings as a way to calm herself down and help with her anxiety. What scene caught you in your feels? Because I don't know what scene didn't catch me in mine.
That's a fair point. Okay. I literally was writing these down and I had four and I had to separate them into two different questions because I was just like, I feel like I was crying. Okay. So there's two scenes that caught me in my feels, mostly because I was just like, how real it felt. Right. So the first one would be when Joy has her freak out moment where she's like trying to hold together. And all she has her, of course I'm delusional speech. Like I kind of have to be in order to be this happy all the time. It's like, damn
right.
Girl, I feel you. Like how often do we have to like pretend to be happy or like pretend to not worry about a million different things based on the situation you're in because you have to be happy, or like we all have our customer service voice, let's be real, you know? So I get her and I was like, damn girl, have your moment. And like how stressed out she was trying to keep everything together and make everything happy. And then she was like, can you not? Can you not? When Joy has to snap at you,
right?
That's when
that's
you
saying
know.
something. Yeah.
That's saying something. That's saying like mountains of stress and anxiety that she also has, but she's Joy, so she can't. Right. And then my second one was like kind of the ending moment after everything they had been through, after all the anxiety taking over and Riley's, you know, losing her friends and all the craziness that happened, when the console is calling Joy forward. Like I think it was Sadness. She was like, Joy, Riley wants you. It's like Riley's choosing happiness. Like everything, every other emotion she could experience right now, she is choosing to want to be happy. And I'm like, oh, girl, I
yeah,
feel you. Like you want happiness. Okay, what are your moments?
Okay, so the panic attack scene.
Okay, I was going to talk about the next question, but like, let's get into it, because
yes,
that was depicted so perfectly.
First of all, where was the coach to say, hey, do you need help?
Facts.
I was so angry. Like, yeah, she's in timeout. She's in the penalty box. I get that.
no one's paying attention to her. There's not
No.
like a second person to, okay, fair, fair.
Right. But if that whole scene did not capture an anxiety or a panic attack, I don't know what does. And now we know the way they broke that scene down and explained it to kids. That
Yes.
way they can identify that emotion when it happens to them, because anxiety is just a way of life and how you deal with it.
Oh,
And
absolutely.
how that was interpreted and translated to the younger generation, I thought was done beautifully. And I was like, man, where was this scene when I was seven?
Right. And like the beautiful part of that scene, the chaos of like the tornado that anxiety was over the console, when Joy actually went in there, anxiety was frozen.
Right.
Like, and that's the thing, like, you physically can't get yourself out because you feel immobile with all the chaos around you. I have never had a way to explain anxiety as great as that moment was. And I just like, I need someone to like cut that clip for me so I can just like send it to everyone that is involved in my life or I date in the future and be like, this is what it is. Let me just explain to you, because if you don't experience it yourself, you can't explain it to people. Like, people are like, oh, just get up, just move, just do something to like shake yourself out of it. I'm sorry, I can't. I'm stuck. I cannot even get out of bed right now because everything around me just feels like pure chaos. And it's like hard to explain to people, but that scene did it perfectly.
What scene captured a specific emotion perfectly?
Okay, so this is another scene where I felt like, do you know me? Who at Pixar actually knows me? Because this is so accurate. It's when anxiety is using Riley's own imagination against her
Ah, okay.
to like, and she like couldn't sleep. I feel like that's me every night. I feel like there's someone in my mind on my consoles using my imagination to create scenarios that don't actually exist and have them play in my head. It's so accurate. And the way they show it, it's just like, yeah, of course, there's like a whole team of people draw. Also, I love the drawing, all like the different animators. I love that so much.
Right.
All the different animators like drawing up all these different scenarios, and she's sitting there playing it all in her head. She can't sleep and all this. I'm like, again, who knows me at Pixar? Because that's me.
I would have to say the compartmentalizing of memories in the vault. Did you watch the end credit scene where you find out what the big secret was in the vault?
Oh, like she burnt the rug or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's okay. But again, she's only 13, so she hasn't done enough damage to really hide those kind
Fair.
of
Look,
secrets.
I was like, just wait till your 20s. That vault is going to be way bigger.
Right. I thought that was depicted really well, along with the memories that Joy was catapulting to the back of the brain. I was like, okay, we've got two ways to hide memories, and both look incredibly accurate.
Like, just push them in the back of your mind. Don't think about it. The trauma, the
Yeah.
shadow work you're gonna have to do later is fine.
But that and the scene with the sarcasm.
Oh, so good.
So good. And I was like, oh, Pixar, you nailed it. All right, last but not least, what top three qualities make up your sense of self?
Oh, man. Okay. Top three qualities would be family oriented, film nerd, and organized. What about you? What are your top three qualities?
I would say social, determined, and easily distracted.
Look, maybe that should be like another emotion of like an easily distracted emotion who's just like on the console, but then be like, oh, look, a butterfly.
Right. Do you have any honorable mentions?
I mean, I just want the newest nostalgia movie to come out. That's where I'm at. That's my
Yes.
plea to Pixar, is that give us an emotional Toy Story 3 vibe, because Andy was definitely leaving for college right when like I was leaving for college. Like, I was around that age range,
Oh.
so it was like perfect.
Okay.
But now I'm in this nostalgia age. I'm in the my friends are getting married and having babies, and we're looking back at our college days, and the back in my day is so accurate, and I'm only 33. It's
Right.
like, and it's just like, I need nostalgia to have a movie. That's where I'm at.
I want to see Riley's adult years, like college years, and I want to see all those emotions that were just like pushing out and saying, "No, ma'am. What were you thinking when you wore that?"
I'm here to experiment college version emotion, who's just jumping off bridges and doing dumb things. Like, I need that emotion to come out.
Like fear is locked up in a jail somewhere, and
Yeah.
Riley has
Uh-oh.
no sense of fear,
Fair. No
no
sense of
stranger
fear.
danger.
It's like fear and embarrassment are locked up. She's ready to be out here.
Yeah.
The new emotion, reckless. Reckless would be an emotion, and like joy would be the best friend.
Right.
Anxiety, fear, and embarrassment locked up. And like joy and envy and reckless are best friends.
Reckless is the bad influence on Joy.
Yes, absolutely. Joy gets a leather jacket and is in her bad boy phase.
100%. Yes.
100%. I'm in.
Pixar,
give me the drawing board.
Yeah.
I got you.
And now it is time for the spotlight of the week. Looking for a quick and honest review on an upcoming movie? Check out Parking Lot Reviews, where our lovely correspondent, Miss China, gives her hot take on a variety of movies the moment she leaves the theater. Follow Parking Lot Reviews on TikTok and Instagram at Parking Lot Reviews. The Fangirls Podcast is brought to you by Believe Podcast Network, and we want to thank you for listening to our podcast. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts for a new, fun, fandom episode of the Fangirls Podcast. We here at the Fangirls Podcast are not affiliated with the following: any of the cast of the movie Inside Out 2, Pixar, or anyone else we mentioned. We're just really big fans.